Yeah. First giving honor to God, to Miss Carol who had first brought me and my moms, to the church where I know I ain't been in so long. I just pray that when I call, they still pick up the phone. Yeah. With judgment coming from all angles, I never defend myself for approval from strangers. When they don't give a damn about my kids, since you ain't gotta pray for me, just pray for them. And pray for my mama, pray for my sis. We miss my granny, we need her at times like this. To think I prayed for the world to be back open, just to lose both of my grandparents to COVID. And pray for every one of my little cousins, who was really more like sisters than brothers. I gotta thank them for sharing their dad, cause growing up, he was really all that I had. You know, growing up at a young age, my pops got deported to Jamaica. And my uncle stepped up and was the father I never had. So when I say, like, gotta thank my little cousins for sharing their dad, they really shared their dad with me. He was the father figure I never had. And he really part of the reason why I am the way I am today. And why I'm as successful as I am in this very moment. Instead of arguing on live, I should've prayed with T-Fly. I could've got straight to the point instead of letting jokes fly. I should've called Ty, cause he don't struggle with his pride. If it was up to him to push, it still would be alive. So pray for me, pray for YG, pray for PC, pray for TC, pray for Reem, Ace, Jade, and Clean, India and Ty, forever be the squad. Gotta pray for Teddy, gotta pray for Lays, Big S and Lil S, I love them both the same. They're a big part of the reason why I didn't bang, and that's a big part of the reason I'm still here today. So pray for Miko and pray for Ella May. Everything we done together kept our family straight. Pray for anybody rocking the 10 Summers chain, and any other homies that I didn't name. You know, it's a lot of homies I ain't naming shit, man. Pray for B-Wade, a real childhood friend. Pray for Nora, my assistant, man. Pray for Shaco, the handicapped fool. Pray for my engineer, David. We've been in this motherfucker day in, day out, blood, sweat, and tears for 5 years. Pray for my niggas, Dayday and Glove, man. Them niggas kept us safe so many motherfucking nights. Pray for my nigga Uno, too, man. You know, I can't do this shit without thanking that nigga K-Dot, man. He came through, swang through with the number one right before the album drop. I ain't even need no rollout, so you gotta pray for him. Pray for Auntie Diane, Roddy, and Kiefer, too. And last but definitely not least, you gotta pray for all my kids, Kai, Connor, Cody. Most definitely gotta pray for the apple of my eye, the love of my life, Brittany. And B.B. McFarlane, the newest addition to the family. And even if I ain't say your name, you know what's up with me. I pray to God direct my steps on this path I'm going. Give me peace of mind so that I stay focused. Give me discipline so that I keep going. To the gym even when results ain't showing. Lord, give me the faith I need to move mountains. Give me financial freedom, know that there's no accountant that's more able than you. There's no problems on this earth greater than you. And if it's your will, then let me do everything that I was created to do. Help me change lives, like you changed minds, like you changed moms. How could I forget how you made a millionaire out of 15 cents? With a dollar and a dream, wasn't always what it seemed. Sometimes I couldn't see, but I still believed. And then you made it real, you gave me everything I need. And all I had to have was the faith of a mustard seed. So the point of this album is to have faith. No matter what field of work you in, no matter what you're doing in life, have faith in it and believe in it at all times. And especially having God in your life first. Because in a world full of the devil doing God knows what, as long as you keep God first, you'll be all right. I've always had the ultimate confidence. I've always believed in myself. And I always strived to be the best I could be. It was instilled in me as a kid. When I was making this album, man, I went through 3 different titles and about 100 different emotions. And I just remember a conversation I had with Nip when he was doing Perfect 10. He said, man, you should name your album Faith of a Mustard Seed. And at that very moment, I didn't know exactly what he meant by it, but I knew it was something out the Bible. When I went and I did my research on what Faith of a Mustard Seed meant, it says that with the faith of a mustard seed, God would allow you to move mountains. And I feel like where I come from, I moved just about every mountain that was in my way and still moving them with the faith of God. You know, when I was young, you know, when I say first giving honor to God, to Miss Carol, who at first brought me and my moms, you know, that was like, that's a real thing. You know, I moved from the jungles to West LA, and I met this lady named Carol. Her son was a drummer at the church. And I remember one day I seen her going to church. She's like, you want to go to church with me? And I'm like, yeah. And I went. You know, I really went because I really wanted to be the drummer. But Jermaine was always the drummer, so I never became the drummer or whatever. But I went, and I became a member of Believers Community Baptist Church. And after I went a few times and I became a real member of the church, I got baptized. And I think after that, I told my mom, well, I guess my mom was at the baptized ceremony. But I asked my mom, Mom, you want to go to church? And she was like, yeah, I'll go. And my mom never stopped going to church even when I stopped. You know, so I guess that was like a sign from God. And it also brought me and my mom closer. You know, she lived by, all right, you know, I'm praying for you. You know, and I don't know, you know, my mom probably gonna be mad at me, but she used to be real bad at like cussing us out, me and my sisters and stuff, like cussing, like, get your ass in the house, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, once she went to church, it kind of like changed her for the better, you know, and it softened her up a little bit. I never told her that, but I think that was the best thing that ever happened to me and her, you know, because it was me and her. My sister moved to Atlanta with her husband and stuff and had her own family. Recently just moved them back here to be closer to us, but, you know, not to make it about that, but for the most part, man, I just want everybody out there, you know, you've been watching me this whole time, studying my career, and you watch my whole journey. You've seen me grow. You've seen who I am. You've seen who I've become. You've seen how I'm into my kids, because I didn't have a father. I had my uncle, but he taught me how to be a father. And I always admired that about him, that he took me in like I was his son that he never had, because he only got daughters. But it made me be the best father that I could be and know that, you know, not to never take that for granted, because all you got is time, and you can't get time back. But to the fans, you know, the little kids, the little producers in the hood that look at me and look at it like it's too far, it's really not. I came exactly from where you come from. And anything is possible with the faith. And hard work gonna always be talent. Every time. So I want you to understand, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to. Faith of a mustard seed is a testimony of me just, you know, growing and being who I knew I always could be and who I was gonna always strive to be, no matter what. Nobody could have gotten in the way of me being who I am. And to show you that nobody can get in the way of you. Until next time. And oh yeah, if you ever in doubt of what I'm thinking about you, just know I'm praying for you. So you should pray for me too.